are very aggressive about initiatives that are directed towards revenue cycle to improve our billings and collections. There's a lot of low-hanging fruit there. And overall, our efficiencies have an opportunity for much improvement. We just need a little bit of time, I think, for these to take effect. We can build more assets and allow us to be more strategic, I think, not only within our own shop, but I think also with affiliations within the Chicago community, and those are ongoing as well. So I think we're pulling in, on many levers to try to get ourselves in a position where we can withstand some of the uncertainties, as Trustee Corrett said. You know, the healthcare landscape is very dynamic and will remain so for the foreseeable future. And I think we've done the things that we think we need to do to be able to be nimble and respond.
Sure. I think it's also worth mentioning, when I asked yesterday, when you make a cut of this significance, $1.6 billion to the Medicare program, there's going to be some winners and losers. And so I asked the question, and the response generally was, you know, it's been spread out, so there's a little pain for everyone. After a little time to think about it and reflect, certainly that's the case. But in addition to that, there was the conversation about mental health and developmental disabilities taking a significant cut, so more so than others. Follow-up question was about, so are we preparing as a hospital system to possibly see greater numbers of folks coming to the emergency room that maybe would have been treated somewhere else? And Dr. Becker and others said certainly there's the university and the health system is preparing for a possible situation like that. The other thing that was talked about at our committee that I think is worth mentioning is the ongoing positive relationship that our government affairs team, our Vice President Garcia, and Julie Hamos and her HFF office. And they're starting to talk about partnership. The state needs the University of Illinois to succeed, and we need the state. I mean, they clearly understand the interrelated partnership that's needed here. So I think that's something worth mentioning. They've done a terrific job from Cappy to Skip and others here. That rounds it up, right?
I think in terms of spreading the pain, you know, if we all take a little bit, that sounds fair. But, you know, a little bit of pain on a hospital that's making $100 or $120 million a year is different than a little bit of pain on a hospital that's barely breaking even. And we need to ensure that the state understands the difference between our mission and the missions of, you know, high-profit hospitals like Northwestern and UMC and Rush.
I think it's also understood that the direct benefits to children are pretty much off limits.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Right. That's basically a federal rule that basically would not allow in the Medicaid cuts for benefits to be withdrawn from. I don't know what the age cutoff is, but for children, I don't know if it's 18 or whatever. But.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for the committee? Appreciate that. Maybe we'll turn now to the Academic and Student Affairs Committee and ask Trustee Hassara.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday afternoon at 3 p.m. All committee members were present. After acceptance of the minutes, because our agenda dealt with so many program changes, we began the afternoon by having a presentation by Dr. Pierre explaining how the program approval process for the university. And then following that presentation, we went into the regular items that we'll be voting on today. First of all, Secretary Keyes commented on the appointments to the faculty, administration, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. As you know, that's part of each meeting that she presents those to us. That was followed by a presentation by Dr. Kaufman commenting on 12 program changes at the Chicago campus. I'm going to briefly mention those. I think we should at this meeting.